DOLA requires the census to be able to put those numbers in and extrapolate, but we really believe it's more like 25,000. Albert County's agencies have a very diverse population in age and income, but not big swing. There's not a large population of elderly people, not a large population of disabled or special needs population, and not a large population of impoverished people. This map is very hard to see on here, so this came out as well, but you have it in front of you. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about our understanding of how difficult it is to get out of Elbert County if you're headed to the Denver metro region. There's really only three viable outlets from Elbert County east into the metro area to major employment centers. Delbert Road, County Line Road to Smoky Hill Road, and then you can go on to E470 and up to DIA. 166, 158 to Hilltop and to Parker Road, 83, and then 86 to Founders Parkway to I-25, and those are really the only connections that are east-west that get you into the metro region. And any of you who drive that on a regular basis know that it's congested at certain times of the day, going to work, coming back from work. Next slide, please. When we were interviewing stakeholders and coming up with what components of this plan are going to be important to the citizens of Elbert County, we have a number here. And I think one of the reasons that the Elbert County commissioners were so eager to do a transportation master plan once we applied for a grant and got it was to handle some of the new development that's coming in. When new development comes in, they need to have a standard and a toolbox that's consistent regulation so that when someone comes in with a development, they can be told, this is how many miles of road you need to pay. This is where the connections are. These are how wide the right-of-ways need to be. This is what our shoulders need to look like. All of the things that in an urban area are a given, but here it hasn't been quite like that, and we're working in conjunction with the planning department as they put together a comprehensive master plan to put those tools in place. And once we know what those road connections need to be and how much travel capacity needs to occur in the future, we can start putting those things into place and hand that list to anybody who's going to do a development. This is a beautiful area. You can see why people want to live here. You can see why people want to build here. Why they want to buy the houses that are out here in the northwest area, all around Elbert County. And I don't think it's going to stop unless you put a gate up. And even then, I'm not sure how you'll do that. Because those of us who lived in Colorado for 25, 30, 40 years are who are native. We thought about putting up a gate for years, and we just haven't figured out how to do it. And once you're here, you become a native, don't you? The next thing is mobility and access. I think this is a piece that is very important to a lot of people, could be their priority. It's the commuting patterns that they have to use when they're going outside of Elbert County to work. It's the congestion that occurs all of the time. It's the access to activity centers, churches, schools, grocery stores, any type of things that you do in everyday life. And when it's congested, it makes life miserable. Another thing that was a big topic was safety. And I heard from a lot of people that school bus stops and school buses traveling on dirt roads are a huge concern for a lot of people. Intersections are not very well aligned and sometimes don't have good signage. There are a lot of tankers and truck use. It's amazing how many commercial vehicles use these roads that used to be rural. There are motorcycle riders, there are bicycle riders, there are a lot of people who have compact cars now who drive very fast for the road conditions. In the old days, farmers had trucks that had four-wheel drive and they could sense how fast they could go on a dirt road, but sometimes new people in the community don't know how to do that, and you're getting more and more of that until they figure out how to do it and how to judge for themselves. But sometimes dirt roads are very safe, particularly if they wash for them. Environment is another big concern for a number of people. Weather-related problems seem to be something that I was told a lot. Dust on the road makes it difficult for sidelines, makes it difficult to sometimes judge how fast the oncoming truck is coming, particularly if you have to stop to make a turn and you're behind somebody and there's a dust cloud. And maybe for new drivers as well, for kids who are getting their licenses. Drainage and flooding is a big deal. When you have a gully washer, there really is a gully washer out here. It doesn't have any pavement to go off of, and it